as you know, swans pair for life. And if a swan doesn't see its mate's dead body, then it doesn't know that the mate has died, and therefore will never find another mate. And we returned to our flat to find that on the lake, the bulge in the river that is right sort of almost surrounding the foot of the block of flats where we are, we noticed that the swans that had nested and raised seven cygnets every year were not there anymore. They hadn't been there, of course, with the frozen river, because they're water birds, they can't deal with ice, but they didn't return as a pair, just one returned. And he was very angry. It was the male, the cob. He felt he was very, very angry and hissed. And he was rebuilding the nest, which had been wrecked by the winter. And he sat on the nest and swam around it and looked after it and watched it, allowed no other swan near him. And we ran the swan rescue people, and they said, "I'm sorry, nothing can be done. He doesn't know she's dead." And I thought they could bring a nice, handsome, beautiful pen for him, but apparently he would just drive her away. Isn't he still there? He's still guarding his lake, but he's not angry anymore. He's like an old man in the park, you know, an old widower going for walks in the afternoon in the park. And he has a few swan friends, but it won't let them near. I wrote several poems about this tragic situation, which obsessed me. Who killed the swan? It's one of them. He speaks at the end. "She is mine," said the river, holding the swan on its palm like a lily. Said the sky, "She is mine to have and to hold, my small white cloud of cold." "She is mine," sighed the wind, wounding the air, winnowing water, lifting a wing. "Mine," said the sun, noosing the swan with a cold gold ring. The cob swims in silence, its neck a question, head downcast over water's mirror. He lifts archangel wings to scorch the sky, churning water and wind to rise above the river, beating alone upstream. "She is beside me, my soul, my dream, the current under my heart. Where I fly, she flies beneath me."